Well, the NBA Finals tip off tonight, 8:30, as the San Antonio Spurs and the New York Knicks meet in Game 1 at Frost Bank Center in San Antonio. The first team to win four games in the best-of-seven series will be crowned NBA champion. For longtime fans, there's some unfinished business. The teams last met in the NBA Finals in 1999, and the Spurs beat the Knicks. The Knicks have not forgotten about that. Brad Galley is here, former WXY-TV sports director, three-time Michigan Sportscaster of the Year. He has launched the Brad Galley Show on YouTube and Facebook. He did a great job up at Mackinac at Sandy Baruja's little gathering there with the Detroit Regional Chamber at Arne Tellem's big dinner. And I told you that night, Brad, you did a nice job, and I meant it.
And seeing you off the stage there, it was like shaking the hand of the Godfather without any mafia ties. It meant a lot, Paul, having you give that seal of approval. But that room was pretty cool, being in there with a couple of gold medal winning champions, Megan Keller, Connor Hellebuck from the men's and women's teams, and then Dusty May, Tom Izzo sitting on the same stage talking about their hopes to get their team to the Final Four in Detroit. It was a great room, and I appreciate your support.
Well, you did a great job, and you were filling in for a position that for the last several years Mike Tirico has handled, and those are big shoes to fill, and you more than filled them and did a great job, Brad.
Well, thanks very much. I always say that to Mike. It's not the first time I've been lucky enough to be his backup, but I thank him for being the busiest man in show business so that they have to go to the bullpen every once in a while, and I'm always ready when I get called upon.
Well, you've done a tremendous job, and you've made a big change. I mentioned three-time Michigan Sportscaster of the Year, multiple Emmy Award winner, 2024-2025 Best Sportscast winner from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. Tell me this addition to your duties or this change to what you kind of came up the ranks doing, where you realize now how important it is to have your own show and have it be on YouTube and Facebook rather than on the traditional television networks?
I think it was twofold. I could not have been able to do this and even think about doing this without the wonderful support that I've had over 15 years working at Channel 7 with the amazing people there, and also the community support. Like, my family grew up a Channel 7 family, and so that was my goal to work there forever. And I got to work with Don Shane and Tom Lydon. And I'll leave it at the sports department, because if I continued to say names, we could be here for another hour. But just an amazing group of people that this community trusts. And I've always been engaged in social media and connecting with people on TV, yes, but on other social media platforms. And as I continued to build my following and saw a real connection there and being an authentic voice in what is a crazy space. I mean, you log on to Facebook and there are, you know, these warped stories and things are fake, and to be a verified check mark, and for people to be relying upon me as a source, I thought, you know, what if I were able to do this on my own? I have two young kids, a wife I love, and if I were to have better hours, but also continue to grow and give people better content, that trio there, Paul, as I explored it, I landed here. And so stepping away from a station I wanted to work at for 50 years was tough. But I'm really excited about this, and I think Detroit sports fans will benefit, because I'm going to give them coverage daily. We're going to do big interviews weekly, and I'm really fired up about it.
This is huge, because, frankly, I was going to say this just isn't done. Somebody doesn't leave a really successful, good television position to try this. Well, that's wrong. You are doing that. It's a risk. Generally, after people either retire or leave by mutual agreement, which means generally they were fired, they might try to do this. You're stepping away from a very successful career at Channel 7, and now we have, starting June 1st, you began the Brad Galley Show, and my gosh, it's so, I mean, you've been on the air, you're on there, people can find you, by going to The Brad Galley Show on YouTube at youtube.com/Brad Galley Show. Additional content on Facebook, Instagram, X, and TikTok. And you're so good at what you do, you already have some sponsors. And, of course, that's what you need to be able to fund doing the show and make a living.
I will be very frank with you. There's no chance I could do this without sponsors. And Brian Moran and Moran Buick GMC of Sterling Heights, they've opened up. They've been a Chevy dealer forever, and they've opened up, and the customer service there through the roof. We've been friends, and he has said forever, listen, that day is going to come, and I got your back, and we're going to open up a new dealership at the same time. So I could not do it without his support. Todd Flood, who I know you all know well at JR, is behind me with Flood Law as they continue to expand their impact on this community and helping people out. So Flood Law has jumped on as a sponsor. There's no chance we can do this without them, at least at the beginning, right? I mean, what they're doing and what they believe in and where they know people are. I mean, you read off very kindly, and I appreciate it, like where you can find in the URL for YouTube. But, you know, I watch my nieces, my nephews, my cousins that are younger than I am open up apps, and the way they scroll through things, Paul, we're just meeting them everywhere where they are.
Right.
TikTok, Instagram. I mean, the growth on those platforms in just the 3 days we've launched with all of this has been tremendous. So people going, oh, great, he's where I am. I'm going to give him a follow. It's been incredible. And that's where the interviews will be. We sat down with Barry Sanders and Jahmyr Gibbs together, the Hall of Famer and now the Lions running back together. That was one of our interviews. We went down memory lane with Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell. The Tigers legends have been together for 50 years. Mm. And then we sat down with Dusty May, the Michigan National Championship basketball coach, in his gym where he has only three returning players from that championship team. And I'm not going to say he looked tired because he's a good-looking young man, but he's ready to get back to work with his guys. And so that's what we're starting off with, and I'm going to be relentless in continuing to fill the appetite of sports fans here.
Moran Buick, GMC of Sterling Heights, and as you put it, our friend Todd Flood, Flood Law. Quickly, because we're out of time, a quick reaction. How do you think Michigan's going to do this year, Michigan football?
Oof. I think a lot's up in the air in East Lansing and Ann Arbor. New coaches? I think it'll be dictated by the defenses in both cities to see how they can do and hold it up there because they both have some young offenses. So, we'll
Michigan
see how things start off
MSU.
With those defenses.
All right, Michigan and MSU. And, of course, basketball. You mentioned Dusty. How about our Tigers?
Two wins in a row. They're off to a hot start today. Listen, if they can get healthy and get rolling, I'm an optimist. We'll see, Paul. It'll
how
be a better
Lions?
Summer if they're doing well.
Lions and Red Wings.
Lions turn things around, win the division, and are a Super Bowl contender. I have no doubt about that. And if the Red Wings can pull off a big trade, we'll have playoff hockey again in this town next year.
Find him at The Brad Galley Show on YouTube and Facebook, youtube.com/Brad Galley Show. Additional content on Facebook, Instagram, X, and TikTok. We wish you nothing but the best of luck, Brad.
You're a gentleman. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, as we continue in Focus on WJR 131.